almost my entire coffee. And, you know, I do put a little bit of creamer in there and a little bit of, you know, allergies. So. I get a little stuffed up, so it's all good. But I already destroyed the iced coffee. I know I usually sip it during the show, but I started a little early on it, like an hour early. Just, oh man, I just had a taste for coffee. But so awesome, awesome audition. I'll talk to my manager next week, find out when the callbacks were supposed to be. Alberto Hill, the wrongly convicted hacker. What's up, brother? Hey, man. I'm sorry. I guess you did not get my DMs that I sent you to let you know that I had to be live on this show and I couldn't be live on your show at the same time. And I apologize for that. We got our wires crossed for time. But it's funny that you should pop up because you're the next thing and the next person that I'm talking about. So, guys, like I said, I am deep knit with the big strike going on with SAG and the WGA. There isn't a lot of work out there for actors. But my man, Alberto Hill over here, he does a couple of different podcasts, and he's asked me to join him on those podcasts. One of them, where I'm going to be a speaker, which is the one we were going to do today, which is a show that he does quite often. It is the Dark Web Today, and I'll be a speaker on that show with Alberto Hill. And if you don't know Alberto Hill, he's a hacker. And he lives in Uruguay, you know, and he's doing his thing as a hacker, and then he gets in prison for hacking, which it's not a crime unless you steal something. I mean, what the heck? But yeah, but this story, his story is a book. You guys got to check it out. It's pretty awesome. But that brings me into the other thing that we're going to be working on, this other podcast that we're going to be doing a read for, playing the different characters and everything like that, having a voiceover and narration, is called Log Into Hell, which is the title of his book. And about his story about how he was wrongfully imprisoned in Uruguay for being a hacker. So that's what we're going to be doing. I know I don't know if you got it yet. You got to check your DMs, but I sent you a little clip of asking what you thought of the way I read lines and if that's how you want. So just let me know and hit me back up on Twitter, and I'll get to working on those voiceovers for the show, for the podcast. And it's cool because it's a series. So you like each time we do a show, you're going to have a little bit more of the book, a little bit more of the story, and you're going to learn it. You're going to follow it. This is going to be absolutely amazing. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be so freaking cool. Yeah, me and my man Alberto Hill are going to be doing a podcast series together. I'm so excited about it. This is so cool. I haven't got to do a podcast read like that in a long time. I used to do these. I worked on a show. It was called The Managers. And I absolutely, I do all the most dangerous parts, my friend. I'm your stunt double. I got you. So the show was called The Managers. And I played one of the managers. I would, you know, we do a read, almost like a table read. And then, you know, you record it and then you edit it and then you put it out there and you have your show. And so this is going to be so cool. Like I said, I haven't done one of those in like almost probably 3 years, maybe 2.5, 3 years. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. That's going to be so much fun, Alberto. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully you get the chance to listen to the first voiceover I did for that. And if that's what you're looking for, then I will set up a whole chain of those and send those to you. And then you can, of course, chop those up however you feel need to do so that we can get that show off and rolling, that podcast going. It's going to be so much fun. Oh man, gotta get a little sip because I believe we're through all of the first part. Yes, that's right, we are. So we're going to be on to our first named segment of the show, the social media segment. All right, thank you, sir. That's right, because we're not just here on YouTube on this amazing apparatus that it is. Absolutely, brother, I got you. But we're other parts of the internet. That's right, we're not just here. We are also on Twitter, which is also known as X now, and Instagram at TJWIMZ. We are on LinkedIn and Facebook at TJWIMBS. Like bullshit or bullshiza. I'm watching the mic thing to make sure, because like sometimes it depends on where you hold the mic, it like changes things. So, and I always have sound problems, and by the way, Alberto would be the first to point it out whenever my sound screws up, which I appreciate. But I get caught up watching that. But yeah, you can find me over at IMDb at imdb.me/TJWIMBS bullshit and bullshiza. And if you happen to go to check my IMDb. Well, you don't have to check it right now, but if you were to check IMDb anytime today and you go to look up TJ Wims and you go into my filmography, and you will see the two projects that Alberto and I are both working on. You see how I do the double segue? You like that? It's pretty good, huh? So you go on there and you'll see Dark Web Today, which I am a speaker for that series. Oh, I pulled it back for you. Oh, it's going to blind you out. But anyway, trust me. You go there, you go on IMDb, imdb.me/TJWIMBS, as in bullshit or bullshiza. And you can find Log Into Hell, the podcast that we're going to be doing while voiceover. And oh man, it's going to be so cool. And also the one where I'm a speaker along with my man Alberto Hill, who runs that podcast, Dark Web Today. We're probably going to reschedule. Actually, I'm probably going to do quite a few episodes with my man over there. So it's all good. When I get more information on the dates and times, I will then get them on to you guys as usual. But remember, if you go over to my IMDb, which is imdb.me/TJWIMBS, you can get all the latest news of what's going on in my career, like the two latest projects with Alberto Hill. So go check that out, guys. I really appreciate when people swing by my IMDb, search my name all over Google. It helps a brother out. I really appreciate it. It's all good. Hey, speaking about helping a brother out and it's all good, we have 5 more subscribers this week over from Twitter and Facebook. I'm assuming most likely from Twitter or X. We had six, but then right before the show, somebody decided that they didn't want to be a subscriber anymore. It happens, you know, what are you going to do? But so now we currently have 245 subscribers. So we're up over 60 subscribers over the last 2 weeks, like almost like 64, 65 subscribers, which is absolutely amazing. Excuse me. Huge push over there on X, where I give shout out, man, huge love today. Appreciate all that. And of course, Facebook, lots of friends coming in from there. IMDb numbers for acting are up. And IMDb numbers for the show are up because we're getting so many more views. People are coming in. We're getting more subscribers. As a matter of fact, 250 views is the most I've ever had for this show right before the next show starts. This last one got 249. So, I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. The viewing is up. My goal for the month was to get 30 views a day, and I'm over that. So, man, that's just awesome. Thanks. Shout out to everybody over there, everybody who watches, everybody who subscribes, everybody who tells a friend. You know, it's free. You come through. It's free to support a friend. You know, you come through, you click on subscribe. You don't even have to go live. You don't have to watch them live. You can watch them anytime. It's on the internet. Once it's made digital, it's there forever. Come on through. You know, click a like, comment, whatever, tell a friend, subscribe, come on here, say, look, watch my dude every live every Friday. Going and, you know, just trying to do his little things. Come check it out. Well, anyway, that, you know how I go off on a tangent, a little squirrel going by. Oh, you hear the puppies? That means my daughter's here. Yay. Yeah, so cool, man. I barely get to see her now because she is a full-time student at ASU. Man, what blessings that is. It is so awesome. She's so freaking smart. It's crazy. I guarantee you she's going to go through college with a 4.0, just like she did through high school. The girl is very, very, very bright. So now back into the show. We have ups on YouTube and IMDb, and it's a Friday night. That means we got to do the touchdown dance. So let me drop this mic and hit that music. DJ, if you please. Yeah. All right. The touchdown dance on a Friday night. That's winners across the board. The dogs are excited. Everybody all over the world, kittens throwing hearts. This is what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful Friday evening. Let's get a sip of water before we jump into the next part of the show. That's Vader. You hear him? That's it's crazy. I got 4 dogs, but I can tell that was Mimi. They all have completely different barks. We got 4 watching live. We got 3 likes and kittens dropping hearts all over us because I'm talking about the puppies. All right, guys. Now to our next name segment of the show, TJ's Hollywood Seconds, because you may have heard this before, but I'm going to tell you again. Now, I got some stuff that's out of order, but I got to put it on here because I put it on the wrong sticky note. So we'll get there. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down from CNN. So I don't know who's going to be running it after that, but I don't know. Whatever. I finally, what else we got? Anything else on there? Oh, just the box office. Okay, yeah. No other real news because once again, SAG strike, WGA strike. Not a lot going on. Finally finished Love Island, which is, you know, my little thing I got to have. It's, you know, I don't watch that kind of stuff, but then Love Island UK, I love the voices. I just can't get enough of it. Whitney was my favorite this year, but she did not win. I thought she would win, but it was Jess and Sammy that ended up winning. And it was funny because I'm watching it and I'm looking at Sammy the whole time when they say they won. And I'm like, oh, Sammy, you were going to dump her right after the show, weren't you? And you, the look in his eyes like, oh man, now I got to stay with her for at least 6 months. So I'll be checking on, you know, them on the internet to see what's going on with those. My wife and I like to check on them like once a week to see how all the couples are doing. Man, I freaking love that show. It's so fantastic. That's my one show I got to watch. It's crap TV, but yeah, I got to check it out. Now, for the good TV, for the good stuff, college football and the NFL. Well, my teams, Maryland is 3-0, the Ravens are 2-0, and the Raiders are 1-1. So that's, you know, that's that. But college football, there were two upsets last week. Who do we have? Oh, yeah, Florida over Tennessee, which Tennessee was ranked 11th at the time, and Missouri over K-State. Yep, that was another good game. It was a field goal, last-second field goal for Missouri to win the game. Now, this week is huge in college football, absolutely huge. We've got 6 matchups of ranked teams. I'm so excited. A lot of undefeated teams are going to be playing against each other. Colorado and Oregon, UCLA, Utah, Ole Miss, and Alabama. Oregon, Washington State, man. Washington State this year looks really good. And the game that I really, 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 really want to watch, the one I'm really excited about, Ohio State versus Notre Dame, because you guys know how much I hate Notre Dame. So I'm going to be a big-time Ohio State fan, first of all, because now Maryland's in the Big Ten, so I got to root for Ohio State anyway. And, of course, it was at Indiana, and I don't think I can read that from here. Or my bad handwriting. Oh, Penn State. Yeah, there we go. So I like Penn State. I like the uniforms. Excuse me. Man, I am just all over the place today with this. It does seem to happen. I think it's sitting something. I don't know. It's going to be a huge weekend in college football. I'm very, very excited. That means there's going to be a minimum 7 ranked team, top 25 teams losing, and I love that. That's my favorite part about college football is all those big matchups. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be amazing. On to the box office. Man, top 5 movies as of Wednesday, Canada and the U.S. Barbie, number 5. Barbie is still in the top 5, still out there making that dinero. In 4th, this week, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, 3. 3rd place, The Equalizer, 3. I've only seen one. I've only seen part 1, and it was fantastic. I loved it. And at 2nd place is The Nun 2. And horror movies right now are dominating because we're almost in October, man. We got another week, and it is, yeah, I'm handing out candy this year. So I just got to figure out what I'm going to dress up as. I'm definitely handing out candy. And the number 1 movie in the box office as of Wednesday, The Haunting in Venice. And bruh, that cast looks amazing. They got nothing but just absolutely incredible actors on that one. I definitely want to go see that. Looks really good. It is number 1 movie in the box office currently in the domestically, as they like to say. All right, another sip of water, guys. Show's going by pretty quick. We're only 21 minutes. I like it. It's funny, 21 minutes. I remember I used to think 11 minutes was a long show. So in the final part of the show that we created and called TJ's Acting Circle, I was thinking that we'd start talk about something fresh, something we haven't talked about before. Me and my man, Alberto Hill. That's right. Our shows that we have coming up, the projects that we're working on. Let me get out the IMDb, the official place to look at stuff. And that's right. Let me get the awesome Sally Jesse Raphael's, my version anyway, the blues. We got the Dark Web Today podcast series. Well, I will be a speaker with Alberto Hill. My favorite hacker movie is War Games. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to watch that again tonight. That's the first movie I ever saw about hacking. And yeah, I absolutely love it. Now there's another movie. It's not quite about hacking, but it does have computer stuff. That was also a huge thing I love, was Cloak and Dagger. I don't know if you've ever seen that. They hide information about military stuff inside of a video game. So yeah, Cloak and Dagger, and then War Games. Yeah, that I absolutely love War Games. That's my shit right there. That when it comes to hacking. But now that one you sent me, I can't remember the name off the top of my head. That one looks pretty cool, man. But it's almost like that dude's playing a cop version of course, my character. You know, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Is that right there? I'm just saying. So yeah, and then also Log Into Hell, which will be our where I'm actually a producer on that show, and we will be doing Alberto Hill's book, his story, with voiceover. It's going to be an awesome, cool series. And once I get the dates of when the series is going to drop, I will let all of you guys know on here. I'm very excited to get on that and start reading again. Like I said, I've done podcasts before in the past, and they're a lot of fun. I love reading for those. And actually, you know, that's something I probably should look into getting into more for, because I do like reading. I'm a huge fan. Yeah, you think so? Well, we'll check it out, man. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's right. The best hacker movie hasn't been made yet because Alberto Hill and I haven't made it yet. So once we do our, after we do the podcast and after it's super successful and people are like, oh my God, we need to see a movie, and then we'll make it. Then once the fans are screaming for it, Log Into Hell will then just be a badass, super thriller, action, drama, cool as can be movie, and it will be the top hacker movie of all time, and we'll probably make some Hollywooded up sequels to make it even more badass or re. Get that right, my man Alberto Hill. Oh, Black Hat popping in at the last second. It is Hobbit Day. Reminding everybody that it is Hobbit Day. Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you, Alberto Hill, for being the guest on my show today. When I was supposed to be the guest on yours. Hilarious. That's awesome. Well, guys, that's the end of the show. Happy Friday. Happy weekend once again. Be safe out there. If you are going to consume alcoholic beverages or anything that could impair your ability to drive a motor vehicle, please do not. Always have a plan. Uber if you got to. Stay the night, whatever it is. Because everyone who I'm speaking to today, I want to be able to speak to next Friday. Take care, guys. Let me give some absolute love and thanks real quick to the universe. And then we'll be out. All right, guys. Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for coming through. Alberto, we'll talk later about the shows and projects we're working on. Until then, guys, I'm out this way.